With Coach Self yesterday, I guess he mentioned that he worked you guys pretty hard. Was it harder than maybe you remembered some time last year? I mean, do you think he's going to amp it up a little bit because you guys are so, I guess, inexperienced compared to last year?
I'm not sure if it was tougher than last year. We did some different things. We usually don't run as much as we did at the end of practice. So, I mean, it could have been harder conditioning-wise for a little bit, but not really. I didn't think it was too much harder. I know we got some young guys, so we got to do a lot more reps, things like that, but it wasn't too bad.
What's the most fun thing you did all summer?
Most fun thing I did all summer? Probably just go home, just see my family. You don't get to do that a whole lot. So I went back to Burlington, small town. Not a whole lot going on. It was just kind of nice to be there and relax.
How did the city react to you since you're probably their first national title?
Burlington, where I'm from, is a great community. They've all been really supportive of everything I've done. And they still treat me pretty much the exact same, but, you know, with higher regards, I guess, that, you know, I've been there. They appreciate my hard work, and it's just a good community.
Are you more of a celebrity there or here?
I don't know. I don't consider myself a celebrity at all, but probably back home, more people, you know, it's just a smaller community, but, Cole, my roommate, I think of him as a celebrity, you know, everyone knows him. So.
Especially after Carolina.
Yeah, after Carolina, and he's the only one, just today on campus, he called me on the phone and he said, "Do you see me?" And I was like, "Of course I see you, you're the tallest guy on campus." So he's not hard to spot from anywhere.
Him and the Campanile, right?
Yeah, yeah, him and the Campanile, that's the tallest thing. My sister didn't tear her ACL. She just had to get it cleaned up. She had it scoped, and then they looked at her knee, and it was pretty messed up, so they did like four other things to it. So she's had to just get it cleaned up and everything. From basketball, when she was younger, she's had dislocated both knees, and she's done it all.
Is it hard to block out last year? I mean, that's your 1 year of experience in college ball. You win it all. Now you got to come back and, I mean, start all over with a relatively new group of people. Is it hard to block that out and start over, or is there a lot of last year left in your head?
You know, it's not too hard to block out. I mean, we had such a good group of guys last year. My playing time, I guess you could say, wasn't as much, and I got to experience it all. It was awesome. But now, you know, I have a chance to maybe play some more, do some more things on the court. So, from that standpoint, I just want to keep getting to be a better basketball player. And, you know, last year was last year. We got to, you know, start it all
more
over.
Of a personal experience now.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. But it was great last year. I had my chances. You know, right. Injuries happen. But
you're pretty healthy now.
Yeah, I'm healthy right now. I'm fine. So hopefully everything goes well.
Is it weird going to a Kansas basketball practice without Brandon Rush, Darnell Jackson, these guys that were there for 3 or 4 years, and just now they're all gone?
Right. It is. Because I was used to coming up here when I was in high school. I'd come up and play pickup with, you know, Mario, Brandon, all those guys. And I've gotten so used to them being around. And, you know, they're just a great group of guys, so fun to be around. And then them not being here has been a change. But we got a good group of guys that came in, and we're all getting acclimated to each other. So I think it's going to be the same type of bond, just, you know, happen a little bit slower.
As a sophomore, do you feel like an old guy now?
No, not really. I mean, everyone says I'm a veteran, but you know, I've only been here a year. I still don't feel like a veteran, but, you know.
Do you think those guys look up to you, those freshmen, or I guess kind of look to you for some of that?
Yeah, I think they do. I think they look to the people that have been here a while, have kind of been in the system, kind of know what to expect from Coach Self, you know. So I guess you could say I'm a veteran from that standpoint.
Do you guys think of yourselves as the defending national champions, or when does that end? I mean,
I think that ended the day practice started yesterday. I think we, you know, we got a completely different team. Yeah, we were national champions last year, and we had such a great team. But, you know, almost half of those guys are gone now, and it's a completely different team. So, you know, we just got to start it all over.